like to bring you a thought from the book of 1 Samuel, and in the second chapter, in about the 19th verse, there is a thought that I would like to just read this particular verse, and then you may be seated. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And you may be seated. In this book, we find a woman named Hannah who was barren and had had no children. And it was a reproach in that day for a lady not to bear children. And so we find that she called on her God to such degree till she was even accused of being drunken. And she said, "This is not true, my Lord." But this was the burden of her heart. I'd like to use today, if you'd allow me for a little while, and we'd like to use Hannah as the church and the church as our mother. And I see something in this today that I feel like that could be a blessing to us if we would allow it to be. This young boy that came to this family was such a pride and joy and a thrill of her heart that she had made a vow to God, "If you'll give me a man-child, I'll give him back to you." And it was at the time that he was weaned, he was carried to the house of God and turned over to Eli, the old prophet that was there. And we find this child that was brought was very young at that age. And his mother, the Bible said, brought him a little coat from year to year. And if I could use for a text for a little while today, I'd like to use it this way. Mother has made you a little coat. Can you wear it? Can you wear it? In my boyhood days, my mother did quite a bit of the sewing for our family, especially for my sisters. There was numbers of times that she would labor over a dress. Sometimes she'd have to rip it apart several times, finally bring it to her desire and bring it to the daughter, throw it across the bed and say to her, "Try it on, see if it fits, see if it can wear it." I feel today that this is somewhat the feeling that as Hannah made this little coat, remember she was in one part of the country and her son was in another. But it was at no time was it ever felt that there was an appealing in the heart of this mother of this son. He was dedicated to God. There was a desire in her heart. She wanted to see his become the very best that could be. And we find the thought is, every year she made this little coat. And I would just like to assume something possibly about 7 years old when she left him. And then maybe she brought back the next year a little size 8 coat. And I want to feel like that she took this old mannequin back there in that home and she twisted these screws and she put the measurements across it and she fixed it up to size 8 because there was something there that she was looking forward to. In the word of the Lord in the 26th verse, and it said the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. This was the condition of a healthy child, that they would grow. And I believe this is a condition of a church today that's healthy, that God's intention is that this church grow, praise God, from year to year. She brought this coat back the next year. She gave it to this son. I can see him put this little coat on and say, "Mama, just a fit. Just a fit." Oh, thank God. There was a pride that grew in her heart that her son, praise God, had grown that year. There's something amidst our church today that we behold, especially as a minister, some 30 years, pastoring these many years, I can't help but see a few things. I remember a condition in a church that I pastored of a little boy that was something wrong with his growth. He was placed in a little wagon, and his parents pulled him around from time to time, and this little fellow never did grow. They could have brought him a size 7 all the days of his life. It wouldn't have made any difference to him. And finally, the little boy passed on off the scene. out into eternity. We have many children of the Lord, many saints of the Most High God that are in our midst today, that somehow or another there's been an expectation from mother year to year, her hope was that we could see them grow, we could see them advance in God, we could see them strong in the favor of the Lord. Praise God. And we hope to pray today that as the church is, and Almighty God would stand on it today, there wouldn't be a dwarf among us. There wouldn't be anything that would cause us not to fit the coat that was made for us. But there's a hope today, praise God, that annually we'll be more than we were last year. I told the church yesterday in my ministering there to them, if I had to look over my shoulder for a better day in God, for a deeper consecration, for more of the Almighty God than I have today, there's something wrong with my experience. I'm not growing as the intention is for me to do. And I pray today that somehow that we could see our place, that mama has made you a little coat. Can you wear it? I'm wondering today, just where are we? It's not age sometimes that makes the difference by the number of years. Oh, help us today. Some of our churches are run absolutely on new converts. It's a truth. And it's a shame and a disgrace for a Sunday school superintendent will walk back to somebody that's sitting in that pew for 15 years and say, "Could I get you to teach an intermediate class this morning?" Oh, they said, "I can't. I just can't. Would you get somebody else? I'm sorry." And the man goes from pew to pew and from person to person. And the reason is, friend, we just have not grown according to the expectation that God has placed in our heart to be and what the church wants us to be. It's God's will that we grow. It's His plan that we grow. Praise God. No, you're talking about a terrible feeling. Would have been about 9 years. Another year has elapsed. And Hannah goes back to give her place, this little coat again to her son. And she walks up to him. Wouldn't it have been a feeling, a terrible feeling, if she had fitted that thing on that 9-year-old mannequin at home, got it all just the size according to the specification, and would have brought it back and given it to him, and it fit him like my army coat did. Army done a lot for me, but they wouldn't dispense a coat on me, overcoat. They cut off my field jackets, they cut off my other clothes, and done everything they could possibly, but that was too much involved in that big wool coat, so they just gave it to me. You ought to have seen me in that thing. It covered my fingers all but most but my fingernails. I looked like a sad sack of some kind when I had to wear my overcoat. I don't know who they made it for, but it wasn't for 18-year-old Paul Outlaw, I'll tell you for sure. It was for somebody else. But let me tell you, friend, today, we're in this thing together. God has a hope placed in the church. There's a reason for us to have the Holy Ghost. There's a reason for God to bless us. There's a reason, praise God, that we have the glory of God manifested in our soul. And it's not just to look pretty. It's not just to sell our pew. It's not just to pass the buck to somebody else. But oh, friend, listen, mama's made you a little coat. Can you wear it? Can you wear it this morning? Oh, I know I'm talking to some of you. And I believe God planned it that way somehow or another. I pray, help us this morning as this boy grew old and old for God each year. The time this boy was there, there were dropouts in the temple. Eli himself passed off the scene. His sons were no longer in use after a while. But Samuel, in his great stately manner, was taking their place by degree. And the coat that was fitting him come to full size after a while. He was a grown man in God. He was a prophet in Israel. He was giving forth the orders to go and to come and whatever be. It was God's man. No, listen. Does your little coat fit you? If it does, mama's made you one. Can you wear it? I don't know. The Bible doesn't say she ever quit bringing that little coat. It don't say it, Brother Charles. I'm glad to see you, brother. Praise God. Yes, sir. Never does say she quit bringing him. Said from year to year, she brought him this little coat. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I go to my mother's house to yet. And I'm 56 years old. And I knock on the door. And she peeks through the little hole. And she said, "Oh, it's my little boy." Thank God, it's my little boy. And I never will and don't want to be anything less than mama's little boy. I appreciate that statement. But oh, listen, it's time after a while, spiritually, that we get grown. It's time we grow up in God. It's time that our court fits us like God intended for it to be. We need some full-grown Pentecostals. Praise God. I walked in this tabernacle last Friday night. And people passing me in saying, "Hi, Brother Outlaw. Hello, Brother Outlaw." Of course, they got a lot to remember me by. But nevertheless, I said, "Wife, who was that?" She said, "I don't know." I said, "Who was that?" She said, "I don't know." I said, "You see what we're looking at? A new generation of Pentecostals. They're here. They're here. But our mother, our church, is in the manufacturing of that little coat. Praise God. Now, I don't believe God intends for it to be disappointed. I believe there's something that He's looking forward to. I heard Brother Strong today talk about those that he had spent time with, that he watched them say bye-bye to the church. He watched them go out and they were gone and perhaps lost. I've done the same thing. And oh, my wife made mention coming along today about how much some time we put into people and then we watch them either move away or leave God. And the reason a lot of times that little old coat that was brought to them when it was size 7, next year they come back and they couldn't wear 8. They couldn't wear 9. They couldn't wear 10. You're just going to have to go back and get that same old thing out of the closet because they look just like they did the day before. They're no stronger in God. They're no more able to live for God now than they ever were. Oh, God help us. I'm worried with a day when sometime we see them pray through on a Sunday night and you get word by Wednesday night and they're already failed. They've already slipped out. They're already gone. You can't make a coat for nothing that looks like that. They can't stand up long enough to see what the way the thing's going to look. Oh, God help us today that we stand, praise God, like God wants us to stand and be what we ought to be for God. Mama's made you a little coat. Can you wear it? Can you wear it? Can you wear it? Oh, God. One time I was on a platform handing. Some big man was a-preaching. They want to make a point of Goliath and David's fight. And they reached and pulled me over and stuck Brother Hewlin Myers, I believe it was, coat on me. Dear mercy, you ought to have seen that. No, it didn't fit. And oh, listen, friend. The desire of some hearts today, that's what we'd look like. That's what we'd look like. But oh, unless we grow year by year, we're not going to be proper sized. We're not going to be what God would want us to be. Noticing in the Word of God today, just a little further, let me repeat this verse again. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. When people are living it like it ought to be lived, they're full size, praise God in God. They're living the course it's ordained of God to be. Praise God, it's not only with God, but it's going to be with men. And if there ever was a need in our church today, we need something to show this world. We've got some more Jobs and some more Elijahs and some more Abraham and praise God, some more Samuels and whatever else God needs. Oh, God help us today. Hallelujah. God has operated His church on a shoestring. I preached a message one time, only too few. I read a number of places in the New Testament, Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. Now I got to wonder, where's the rest of those fellas at? What are they doing? Playing mama peg? Playing hooky? Going fishing? Where are they at? Peter, James, and John went up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And Peter and John went into the temple to pray. And a whole list of the rest of them somewhere else. Oh, God. Oh, God. I tell you, camp meeting's already started. Half of the day of it's done gone. And a lot of them haven't arrived. That's true. Distance makes a lot of difference. But there's some popcorn a-popping somewhere and some corn dogs a-frying and a lot of fish biting and conversation and a whole lot of stuff going on that people are going to be to watch when it comes down. That God's made you a little coat. Can you wear it? Hello, again, we're preaching to those that are here. Those that aren't here, like the other apostles, it wasn't when Jesus needed them either. Reading to you a verse of Scripture over in 2 Peter And I want to show you just a point there. Wherefore, laying aside, this is 2 Peter, 2 chapter, 1st verse. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. That you may grow thereby. Oh, God help us. I've had the Holy Ghost since I was 15 years old. And I thank God for every day of it. It's been a blessing of my life. I've tried to figure in my mind the things that I had missed as far as this old world was concerned. Not for the enjoyment of my own self, but for the hurt that I would have had. And I know that I've been spared of many a thing. Wounds without cause and redness of eyes and a lot of things that went on to a lot of people I never had to be bothered with because Mother was visiting me constantly. The church had her shroud over me. The Lord was having me a coat made annually. And I've been living for God and glad about it. I don't regret a day of my life. Not a one of them. Thank God it's been great serving God. It's been great in the church. I'm glad to see these new Pentecostals coming in. Thank God. Thank God. But the church is still in the manufacturing business. All it needs is somebody to fit the form. Praise God. Praise God. The church is no less. It hasn't lost any of its fervor or stigma. What's wrong with the church? Not anything wrong with the church. The coat's going to be made annually. Every year it'll be presented to us. What we need is somebody big enough to wear it. Big enough to wear it. Reading in Hebrews in the 5th chapter and the 12th verse. For the time you ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. And not of strong meat. Oh, help us today, God. I'm sincere in what I'm talking to you about. This is the burden of my soul. Brother Strong preached to you a message today, somewhat akin to this in a measure. But oh, help us this morning that we can see where we stand and what we're like. One of these days, we're going to have to present ourselves to God fully arrayed. Fully attired with the robe on, praise God, with the robe of righteousness, which, praise God, is the robe is the righteousness of the saints. White linen, righteousness of the saints. And I'm wondering this morning, when we come to the last moment of our time, we come to stand before God, will we be squeezed into something that we look like? Or will we have on something that almost covers us over? Oh, dear God. I just believe the Lord has something today that's just right for all of us. There's a place in the kingdom for every one of us. There's no little eyes of big ewes in God's kingdom. There's not any just to be bench warmers. We all got something to do for God. Praise God. This little fellow lying in bed, God began to talk to him. And when he did, he was informed to say, if he says it again, say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. When the boy made the Lord these words, here am I. It wasn't too long. Mama didn't quit making him little coats. But let me tell you something. That man filled man-sized shoes. He began to walk in the favor of God and man and do those things that God was pleased with. There wasn't a greater prophet in all Israel than Samuel. Thank God. God has made you a little coat. Can you wear it?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand together and love the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.